This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. That little flyer you have hovering over your hot dog is most likely the yellow jacket wasp. In late August, yellow jackets are at peak numbers and they want a sip of your drink or a bite of your food just as much as you do. My husband was just stung last week when he stuck his hand into a lockbox that happened to house a wasp nest. Thankfully, he's not allergic, but it certainly wasn't fun. To handle a potential stinging situation, make a yellow jacket trap. Although these guys are beneficial insects, they're certainly not welcome at your barbecue or in your lockbox. You want them out of there. Toxic chemicals are hardly an appealing solution around your picnic or your pollinator plants. Using one of those flat 2-liter bottles, you know, the ones that fit in your refrigerator door, you can make your own trap. Pour a half cup of water into the bottle, add a quarter cup of sugar, and shake till the sugar's dissolved. Add a cup of apple cider vinegar, shake again, and then add a decaying banana peel. The combination of sweet decay is nearly irresistible to the yellow jacket. Add enough water to make the bottle half full. Cut a 3/4-inch hole in the top half of the bottle for the wasps to go in and have a sip. Most will not find their way back out. Reminds me of the Eagles tune, Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never check out. Okay, enough of that silliness. Take it out near the nest, or at least away from your eating area, and lay it down on its side with the opening facing up. That's sort of stating the obvious, but just to be clear. If you're around yellow jackets, try not to make sudden movements, like sticking your hand in their nest. That's an aggressive move, and they will attack. Unlike bees, yellow jackets can sting repeatedly. Go to GardenBite.com for more information and find my Garden Bite Facebook page. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.